The nearly $99 billion biennial state budget finished its journey through the Senate and Assembly this week, passing along party lines, and now heads to the governor's desk, where he has promised an abundance of partial vetoes if he doesn't veto the budget in full. Republicans heralded the tax cuts as a triumph, while Democrats assailed them.
I am incredibly proud of the document that's being presented today. It focuses on the priorities that we heard and we know Wisconsinites want. That's a budget that's right-sized for the state, ensuring that we can afford it for the long term, making sure that we invest in our priorities, everything from police and fire to ensuring that we have great schools all across the state, and then ultimately returning a significant chunk, almost half of the dollars that were overtaken from the citizens of Wisconsin back to them in income and property tax cuts.
Today, I urge my GOP colleagues to provide targeted tax relief to the middle-class families and Main Street businesses who are the backbone of the state of Wisconsin. Every Wisconsinite should know that Republicans are choosing to give our state's top 11 earners $20 million in tax cuts.